Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That 2 minutes went pretty fast, huh?
It always does. Even the 10-minute warning, I'm like, oh, did that happen? Did we get a 10-minute? Meanwhile, right. I go, yes.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are without Sarah. Initially, it was for Monday and Tuesday. We now get word that she's sliced her cornea and will be gone all week. So there's that. I don't know if we... Hooman?
Yeah.
Do you know what's happened to her eye? Have you heard the story from the scene?
I only heard from Yuzette this morning. She didn't include me in the text to you and her. So
she doesn't write you privately?
No. What? Rarely. Rarely.
I'm shocked.
I'll give her a call later later today and see.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is for Hooman. Mm. Did she
stop
is that a
eating.
Pistachio?
Yeah,
already?
Stop eating, Hooman.
Nervous. Gotta eat something.
Don't. Don't eat. Do you think she sliced her eye? While partying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
I was thinking, I was trying to picture the scene. Did it happen while she was at John's, her brother's 50th birthday party?
You know,
like, did she fall over the stage? Did she do it while she was drumming?
Oh.
She bang her eye with the drumstick?
Yeah. My initial reaction was, I'm super sorry to hear that. And you know what? We'll be fine and it's all good. But after a few minutes of contemplation, I'm like, boy, that John just couldn't have his own birthday for once, huh? She had to jump in there and take all the juice
all
from the party.
All the attention.
Even if she has to cut her eye open to get it. Now, I don't know. I don't.
She said she lacerated it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I feel bad for her. I'm
Me
sure
too.
It must have hurt.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had gotten... This is terrible. I'm a bad son. My mom had gotten...
ding, ding.
Some kind of... eye surgery, some
like LASIK, or I had cataract surgery.
It might be something like that.
Uh-huh.
Like a cataract, or is there one that starts with a G?
Glaucoma?
Might be.
I don't know what you do for glaucoma.
She had to get
surgery.
Something.
Uh-huh.
And she acted like it was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all, yeah, it's fine. I'm going to, you know, your brother's going to take me. I'll do this thing. I'm going to get it done before the baby comes. So mm-hmm. I'm all good. And all right. Well, that's great then. Then after it happened, she goes, I don't know what happened, but I got petrified the day of the surgery and freaked out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't you call me?
Well, what would you do?
I don't know. Talk to her. I felt, I just thought, oh, I didn't even have a second thought because you didn't tip me off to the fact that it was going to be, I don't know.
I don't know. I would at least called my mom to say, hey, good luck with surgery.
Yeah.
Call me when you... when you're done, when it's all good.
Well, I'd like to say I would at least done that too, but I didn't do that. I didn't do any of that. I just sort of, after the fact, was like, you good? Get your ride home okay? And she was like, yeah. And then the more I talked, the more I pulled at the thread, the more I found out that it was a bigger deal for her than she let on.
Well,
it's a bummer.
It's scary going into surgery.
Well, it's scary having stuff wrong with your eye is
yeah.
the reason I bring it up. So I'm sure Sarah's going to have to deal with something.
Something.
They must have been in her eye, right?
Uh-huh.
Cornea laceration?
Yeah. I mean, perhaps it just heals on its own, but there may be some long-lasting effect. And when you, at least for me, when I got my cataract surgery done, you're awake. Like, they don't put you to sleep. They numb you. There's something, I think they put needles in my or numbing via my ear, and then it somehow
what?
Affects your eye area. And but the whole time, like, they just cover they cover your face, and then they just have the eyeball open. But the whole time you're not feeling anything. I didn't feel anything. And I guess the eye was open the entire time. And
well,
you hear them talk and they're saying what they're doing now. And now we're going to do this. Now we're implanting the lens, you know, that kind of thing.
They open your eye like Clockwork Orange, right?
I don't know what that means.
That means with toothpicks. Do they use toothpicks to open your eyes?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I didn't know what was happening.
Did they strap you down to a table?
I was not strapped down.
Okay.
But you didn't have some kind of thing holding your eye open?
Maybe there was. I couldn't feel it. I didn't know what was.
What's worse, that or the dentist for you?
Oh, the dentist.
What?
Like, I have had major surgery down below. I will do another major surgery.
What do you mean down below?
Versus, you know, I had the tumors that I had removed. Three separate surgeries, I had tumors removed. And I'd rather do that than go have procedure at the dentist.
I have a question.
Damn.
That's how gnarly it is.
By the way, Sarah's not here, everyone. We're just, yeah. So you...
Yeah, Vinny, I'm calling on you.
When you have... So were those, what do they call those, fibroid tumors?
Exactly.
Okay. When you have those removed, and so they're non-cancerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But,
thank goodness.
But that's something that they, you got knocked out and it's full on surgery.
Yes.
And they're not, this is going to sound weird, but that's, what was that? Like all day surgery or sort of, what do they call that? You leave that. After you come in
no,
and leave
I
that later
to,
that
no,
day,
mm-mm.
You're in overnight.
I was in the hospital for almost a week, each time for about 5 days. Because my stuff was pretty serious. I don't know about other people. And these days they do what's called laparoscopic, mm-hmm. where it's a little bit easier to go in. But when I was getting it done, it was pretty bad because they were so huge. I mean, I had a grapefruit sitting here, but they were that big. And there was a lot of them.
So, inside you.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah. And I actually have one in me right now.
What?
Yeah, but it's not
one what?
Growing. One fibroid tumor.
Damn.
And
but
it's so, not grown, so they're just...
So they leave it.
They just keep an eye on it and make sure it doesn't grow. And it's been there for about 4 years.
And
there's, it hasn't grown.
And that's just the way that is. They mm-hmm. watch it till it grows, and if it grows, they have to take it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bogus. Yeah.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, it's weird.
But so Sarah, she's probably coming back from St. Louis today or tomorrow.
I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah,
is the comeback? But then,
but I didn't know if she's going to catch an earlier flight because of her eye or what's going to go on with that.
God, talk about ruining a trip, huh?
Oh, I know.
Talk about leaving us.
Leaving us out to dry, Sarah. You left us out to dry with your dumb eye.
Well,
pobrecita. I go, oh, mija, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well.
We got your back, though. Don't worry.
So over the weekend, I had a great three-day weekend.
What did
you
do?
Well, so I got a bunch of exercise, but I also went and saw Christopher Robin
with
my kid.
Oh, what's your review?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great.
How many? What do you give? Surfboards?
I don't know.
Give
surfboards.
Give surfboards. How many? What did you?
I give it 4 3/4.
Instead of 5, which is weird, but okay.
Thanks so much.
For me, well, look, I'm a Winnie the Pooh fan going back to my childhood, so I'm a big fan, but.
You had like records and stuff,
I did.
Right?
I listened to the records nonstop. Like that was the way my mom kept me from waking her up, mm-hmm. was she'd go listen to your records. And I just listened to them. So I'd give it 4. I think some of the Pixar movies are better than that Winnie the Pooh movie, actually.
Did you like that opening sequence?
I loved the whole thing.
That was so sad.
I know. I loved the whole thing. And I, of the three of us that went, me and two girls, I'm the only one that
Your
cried.
Your girls.
My girls. I'm the only one that cried. They didn't cry. Neither of them.
Even the pregnant one.
Even
didn't
the
cry?
Pregnant one didn't cry. I was like, "You're not crying.
They're dead inside."
There's a scene,
right,
where they can't find Winnie the Pooh, and Christopher Robin goes, "I know where he is." You know that one?
I do.
Did that one get you?
Absolutely. It
oh
got me.
God, I was like, he knows where he is. And he found him. And they're just sitting next to each other.
You know, it's, I went back and saw it again. I went twice.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I paid to see it.
Did you take the kids?
I did take some kids, yeah.
Oh, did they like it?
Well, not as much as I did. One of the kids I took, like, I want movies with action. Mm-hmm. That movie had no action. I'm like, oh, I'm going to drop you home to your parents.
You know what, Hooman? I had
get out,
a minute.
Walk home.
Because on one hand, I'm watching it through my eyes and I'm seeing it as a, you know, I grew up a Winnie the Pooh fan and I'm a grown up and I get the heart of the movie, mm-hmm. which is this Christopher Robin, the kid who stars in the movies with Winnie the Pooh, has grown up and become this busybody working fool and can't, you know, enjoy life anymore. And that's sort of the theme of the story,
uh-huh.
is they come for him to remind him,
aww.
You know. It's pretty good. Solid.
It is.
It misses every kid, though. Like, my four-year-old, I'm watching it through her eyes, and she loved it. But she didn't love it for the same reason I loved it. She loved it because Pooh looks so soft.
Oh, that's... Well, I will say that whoever voiced Pooh did such a phenomenal job. The intonation of that character and just the sadness in his voice when Christopher Robin isn't there... I mean, that one moment where, you know, Winnie the Pooh says to Christopher Robin, do you ever think about me? And Christopher Robin's like, no. And Christopher Robin says, do you think about me? And Winnie the Pooh goes, every day.
A guy named Jim Cummings voiced him.
Yeah.
That was a tough scene, wasn't
it? I was like, oh my God, even if... I didn't think about you. I would say I thought about you.
All right.
Well, maybe you wouldn't if you're talking to a stuffed animal. Who knows?
It looks like he's voiced a lot of different cartoon character stuff.
And I just thought it was shot. Didn't you think it was shot incredibly well?
It's a great movie. And that scene, the one I'm talking about, is there's something, if there's a person in your life that you can sit next to and be comfortable with and be quiet with and it's all good, like that's the thing. There they are, just sitting shoulder to shoulder. And they're just sitting. And there's no talking. And it's like, but they're two people who grew up together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you sort of see that in it, and you go, oh, God, it's killing me. God, that's great.
I can't believe it only got 68% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that right?
That's so inappropriate.
Well, I think it goes back to... I'm not sure what age group they aimed that at. It's got to be older kids, because it definitely wasn't for four-year-olds.
Well,
she loved it, but she loved it for the wrong reasons. Oh, look at Piglet. I'm like, oh, God.
Aww.
Piglet's running for it.
Is she familiar with Winnie the Pooh,
yeah.
like books? And does
yeah.
she have an actual Winnie the Pooh at home?
She does, but you know what? The princesses took over her little world. By the way, speaking of the princesses, I'll do the story later. Never mind.
Are you sure?
I have a story in the news, and it's just it brings about a story from when I was at Disneyland that... Watching grown-ups go and wait in line for the princesses and some of the stuff that happened while I'm there watching it and observing it, I'm just like, oh, my God. It's so weird. They're not doing anything wrong. Anyway, I'll tell you later.
All right.
Okay, so are we starting on time? Should we just
start
at 6?
Yeah, let's get to a song. Let's play like two songs at the
Sounds
top
like
of the
Hoover
hour.
Has something to say.
Yeah, I do. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, everyone, I posted a picture of Sarah and Yuzette. It was something that happened last week. It's a memory Monday. It's Sarah trimming Yuzette's bangs.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Nice.
So everyone go check that out.
Oh, boy.
We asked, do you do this? Do you do this with your friends?
Would you let your coworker do this?
Yeah, would you let your coworker do this?
All right, so we're going to begin here, and we'll check you out on the other side of these songs with Celebrity Trash after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.